Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
The next two games will show if the Tar Heels are for real or imposters. This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. By the end of January, Carolina will have played half of its 20 conference games. The Heels are 8-0 in the ACC with 4 wins at home and 4 on the road. Their next two games are away at Florida State Saturday and at Georgia Tech Tuesday night. We ring in February with the first Duke game, this one in Chapel Hill. Where will the current third-ranked team in the country be by the time the Blue Devils arrive for their 6:30 tip-off next Saturday? 18-3 and 10-0, 17-4 and 9-1, or 16-5 and 8-2? What is your best guess? Carolina will be favored to claim its 5th and 6th road wins in Tallahassee and Atlanta. That the NCAA net has the unranked Seminoles at number 84 and the Yellow Jackets at 130 should mean the Tar Heels, number 6, will beat both. But that's why they play the games. In December, Florida State led by 6 at halftime in the Smith Center before UNC unleashed a full-court press to turn the game into a 78-70 victory. It's the only ACC win, not by double figures. The Heels repel their athletic and long opponent by winning the board battle and shooting 48% in the second half, despite finishing the game at only 23% from outside. Since then, the Seminoles won 6 of their next 7 ACC games to become a quad 2 team. FSU does not show well in the ACC statistics, with only Darren Green as the number 6 three-point shooter in the league at 25% for 48 attempts. R.J. Davis is second at 31% for 58 tries from the arc. The Noles are 6-2 in the ACC, largely by committee, as coach Leonard Hamilton uses a lot of players. Georgia Tech has 1 victory in its last 8 games, a double overtime thriller at Clemson. The Jackets did beat Duke at home in their ACC opener back in December, but have since gone 1-6 in the league. They have not been blown out, which means rookie head coach Damon Stoudemire's team will fill their small coliseum when the Tar Heels play there Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Tech does have the ACC's 5th best rebounder in Bay Ndongo and the 2nd highest assist man in Nathan George at just under 5 per game. On paper, Carolina should win both and come home 10-0 in the ACC and have 6 of the next 10 in Chapel Hill. But Blue Bloods always get their opponents' best shots, especially on the road. Florida State definitely has a chance to move into ACC contention, while Georgia Tech serves in the role of a spoiler. Both will test UNC's improved defense if the Heels keep wearing their throwback uniforms from when in-your-face D was a bigger part of the game as it is becoming this season. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.